Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband. It's been a while.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And we are coming at you from our hotel room at the end of a very fun trip. Danny, tell the people where we are.
We're in Helsinki, Finland. Mm-hmm. I got invited to go to Remedy Entertainment Studio here in Finland. To check out their latest game, FBC Firebreak. Mm-hmm. More details about the game in the future. But they flew me. I decided, hey, Rihanna never been to Europe. Yeah. I was like, Rhi, you would like to go to Europe? She's like,
yeah.
And I'm like, let's go and let's do this together. And we've been here since Monday. We flew out from L.A. Sunday.
Direct flight
from LA all the way to here, to Helsinki. And we got here Monday 3:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. It was like a 10 plus hours flight. And we've been here, the first 2 days has been rough with like time difference and time change for us. It's been crazy. But you know, while I did my stuff with Remedy, we also been like just hanging out with friends and ourselves, just walking around the city. We've been going to like a couple of restaurants. It's been a phenomenal trip. I had a great time. Great, great time. And right now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So we're like, we're kind of tired, but we have to go back home, you know, tomorrow. But what do you think of the trip? First time you're from
here. Trying not to shake so much.
First time in Europe, your thoughts, what you think about the trip overall, Finland? What'd you think?
My first time in Europe, starting with the flight over, because like obviously that's the longest flight I've ever been on, mm-hmm. direct from LA. That was fine. We were actually sitting in the seats that are like directly behind the divider between, you know, the business class and economy. Mm-hmm. And so we had that extra bit of legroom. And even though we couldn't have our luggage with us, like right under the seat in front of us, it wasn't that big of a deal to go up in the overhead bin to grab it whenever we needed something and swapped out. Mm-hmm. So I actually, because I'm, you know, obviously a bit shorter than Danny, I purchased an inflatable footstool. Basically just a big, huge, like rectangular cube, mm-hmm. Footstool and I took that on the flight and blew it up and then basically had a footrest that let me like turn sideways and lay down in the seat, which made a huge difference because I knocked out for, I would say, 80% of that flight.
Me, 40 to 50%. It was rough for me to sleep.
Yeah, I slept great. And it was maybe 6-ish hours of sleep, which is enough for me. Mm-hmm. So I felt fine, actually. I woke up for meals. We got dinner and breakfast. Dinner, mm-hmm. it was a bit of a bummer because it was beef and I don't eat beef. And they didn't have any extra additional meals for me to swap out.
To be fair, when you fly, you order you select the food that you want.
I didn't know that.
It looks like Remedy because they booked the flight, or I don't know. I think it was by default. It popped up as beef. I can eat beef, but Rhi mm-hmm. can't. So.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, I wasn't hungry, but like I was like, yeah, that sucks. And then the power charging didn't work, which was like a big bummer because I was so excited to play my Steam Deck for a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Unless you go first class, and then you have the regular.
Well, power. I mean, allegedly the power bank should have worked in the seat I was in. It just wasn't functioning. So they tried resetting it, and it worked for like a hot second, and then it went out again. But it's fine. I just played games on my phone. I played a lot of Balatro. Mm-hmm. But that killed my phone battery. And so then I'm like, well, now I really have to just go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But because we didn't have the ability to bring our travel suitcases, our carry-on suitcases, because they went over the weight limit, we ended up only each having a backpack, which made it so easy to get in and out of the airports. Mm-hmm. I will say, I almost feel like I'm carry-on queen, like team carry-on. I don't like checking bags. But because it was a direct flight, it wasn't so bad. Plus, we got luggage trackers to see where everything was. Mm-hmm. So
that helped a lot.
So this is a long story, boring, but like stress was pretty low. Discomfort was pretty low. And like entertainment was fairly good. So I'd say, and the food was okay. So I'd say like it was a good like a 7.5 out of 10 mm-hmm. experience for a long haul flight. There are things I would do differently next time. Like, I would pre-charge my Steam Deck because it was low when I got in there. Not smart of me. And my phone as well. Mm-hmm. I would bring a different setup for my snacking because I only had a little bit of snacks and I needed some more backup food. I do like that I brought myself a little, one of those little throwaway toothbrushes, like single uses.
That was really good. Very helpful.
And it was nice to like freshen up and not have to like go to the bathroom and like smell everybody else's poop poop while I'm trying to brush my teeth in the airport, in the airplane. So yeah, a few tips for next time. But biggest tip, honestly, whenever we're flying direct, just check the carry-on.
And also
take our backpack.
And also have some noise canceling
headphones. I bought new noise canceling headphones. Nice. They were a must have, especially when the babies started crying. That helped a lot.
This is helpful, guys. I listen to podcasts, music. Yeah. I don't have to hear the airplane engine or people coughing or kids crying. I'm in a zone.
A lot of people coughing.
Yeah, there was one person coughing from LA all the way there to Finland.
Well, every time I was awake.
Yeah.
But yeah, that part was good. So the trip out here was good. Being here in Finland, really cool. Like, and we were talking about this at the bar with our friends just a few hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not been made to feel uncomfortable about, you know, being a Black woman in Finland at all. I haven't seen many. We saw two on the way to dinner, and I got really excited.
I've seen Latinos and like Asians. It's like a lot of different people.
But everybody has been really kind, welcoming, helpful. Yeah.
And everybody speaks English.
Everybody speaks English. Well, not everybody, but
the majority. The majority of people that we talk
people,
to.
People in service industry, which is, you know, the ones we're interacting with for the most part.
Yeah.
Walking around the city has been cool. It's not very big. And one thing we noticed is they don't build anything super tall. Like there are no skyscrapers. And somebody was mentioning that was by design. Like there's some kind of ordinance. You cannot build super tall buildings here.
Certain height.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it feels small, but it feels easy to get around and get to everything. Like we walked from here all the way to the water, and back and one afternoon, and it was like a nice little sightseeing day for us today. Ubers are super easy here. It's just the regular Uber app. Things are a little more expensive than I expected, like food and drinks. Shopping Ooh, and drinks.
Liquor, expensive.
Like, I got a bowl of soup down at the docks at, you know, like one of those like tents. I can insert some film here about, you know, the place I went to eat there. Got an amazing bowl of soup. Like, my favorite thing I've eaten this whole trip, honestly. But it was $20. And I was like, this is a small bowl.
To be fair, it was close to 20. It was like $17.
$17.
Not $20, but I just want to say that.
It was 17 euros.
17 euros.
Which is
$20. One last thing for me. I went to one of the best coffee shops. Oh my God. I can't remember the name of it.
Roberts. And we found out it's a chain.
Roberts? Oh, it's a chain.
It's a chain.
Man. Oh my God, that coffee was... I ordered a chocolate mocha.
It was beautiful. It had foam and like a little drizzle on the top. Oof, and you can insert a picture here.
Yeah, and I also added...
You got a croissant.
I bought some croissant. But oh my God, it was delicious.
And you don't like sweets.
I don't eat sweets.
Yeah.
I don't eat sweets like that. I was like, you know what? I'm in Finland. I know that Europe, sweets is like a big thing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for it. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. That and I just love the vibe. It's like you could tell that people are just happy here, very very active.
You see kids walking around like
kids
going home from
around.
School by themselves. So yeah. It's like, you know, they're safe, which is really encouraging.
Yeah. And also lots of business. I can see people supporting local business here a lot.
Lots of shops.
Apparently,
shop rent is pretty low, like only 1,000 euro a month or something.
Yeah, I know somebody. He pays like 1,000 at his place. So I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Really, really cool.
Yeah, in the city, which is like, whew, wow.
This city is small. It's not a big city, but I had a great time.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing trip. Amazing trip for me.
One thing that's pretty funny, because like I said, we did a lot of walking around today, is we kept seeing people wearing sailor hats and then, or what looks like sailor hats, and then like these overalls that have like really bright colors and then patches all over them, like really like overwhelming number of patches. And we first saw them last night coming home from the bar, and then we saw way more today, like while we're walking around in the park or even down by the water.
I had no idea what it
And we were
was.
coming up with all these theories about what these outfits were. So we finally were able to ask a Finnish person at where we were just now at the bar, and he was explaining to us that you for your graduating class from high school, right? Depending on your course of study, you all have an opportunity to purchase a certain color of overalls to like represent your coursework. And people put patches all over them, like memes they like, or like shows or things that they're a fan of. And that's like their own little individuality. And then everybody wears a sailor hat for the graduation, or as part of the graduation
That
attire.
one I don't know. I
And
couldn't
then,
really hear. It was very
yeah.
loud that where we were talking to people, but
And then he was saying every year around the time when people start graduating, older folks will put their sailor hats on and wear them around as like, welcome to adulthood or whatever. So I thought that was really
that was
sweet.
cool. That
And
was
one of the
cool.
kind of things that you would never like look it up or like know about a place unless you happen to be there during the thing. And there's sort of like a Labor Day that's observed tomorrow that we were trying to theorize, does it have to do with Labor Day? But no, it's graduation season here. So congrats to graduates. We saw a lot of you, and you have fun pants. We really appreciated that. It made a very fun, colorful spot in our weekend or our week here. So yeah, that was cool. It was a good time. Oh, and great food. I will say, like I said, the salmon soup that I had at the docks was the favorite thing that I ate, but I'm also going to post on my channels kind of like a quick little food blog, because it was pretty impressive the amount of cuisines that are here. A lot of international cuisine and all fairly good. Like even the Korean barbecue, oops, my ring camera's going off. Even the Korean barbecue buffet slash sushi buffet we went to, it was like pretty good. They had really good pork.
I prefer the ramen spot. It was
That
really good that
ramen.
we went to.
That ramen spot was amazing. Shout out to those triangular noodles, which picked up like so much sauce. That was really good. Yeah.
We should we gotta wrap it up because the video is very long. But just want to say,
Danny's falling asleep.
yeah, I'm very tired. Thank you to Remedy for inviting me. It's been
Shout
a
out to Tara.
Tara Bruno. Tara Bruno and Bruno PR, everybody over there, thank you for inviting me. It's been a great trip. And honestly, it was one of my highlights just going to the studio. I'm a huge Remedy fan. Like,
Yeah.
I love the games.
We both
So
posted
being
our
there,
experience at the
seeing the
studio.
studio and everything, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. This is where they made my favorite games, Alan Wake, Control, oh man,
It's
Alan Wake
really cool,
2.
really cool space.
Yeah, so just want to say thank you
Yeah.
for inviting me, and thank you for coming with me, Ree.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great way to celebrate our
Our
anniversary.
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Aww.
Yeah, all right, everyone, we're gonna let you go, and hopefully we'll do a little videos like this in the future
Yep.
on our YouTube channel. So
All right.
all right,
Be good to each other.
bye.
Bye.